Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 85 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's going on with the game over the last week, and a discussion point. And this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about the phase transition from one expansion to the next and what you need to think about and... because it's approaching, it's not quite here yet, but it's approaching, so it's nice to start thinking about that. Now, of course, this podcast is made available to you by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup. So if that's something you're interested in, check it out at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now, let's go into my week. So BFA, this week, I slacked a little bit. I only had 2 repost sessions. But it was still a really good week. Currently sitting at 15.7 million gold, which is just 100,000 more than last week. But I spent 1.7 million gold this week on BOEs, and I had just over 2 million gold in sales. So overall, a very good week, I'd say. Got a lot of sales, spent a lot of gold. Last week I had 3 million gold, I think. Was that the week before? I might be mixing them up. I didn't have 3 million. It was just 1. Something. The third week in a row where I have more than 1 million gold in sales, that's nice. Even off of just 2 repost sessions, that's also very nice. One thing to note is that all of my sales were before they announced the specific catch-up mechanic for corruptions. And I haven't really posted any since after I posted yesterday. So we'll have to see how that changes the value of my stock. I'm sure a lot of the items I have will be less valuable. So it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. Because, of course, Blizzard announced a new set of catch-up mechanics this week with you can now, from a vendor, you can now apply corruptions to your gear. You can't get everything every week. It's on a rotating schedule. But you can now get your corruptions from the vendor instead. So this had some interesting effects, primarily the fact that uncorrupted high item level items went up massively in value, particularly the rings. So a lot of people, if anyone was sitting around on a lot of rings with no corruption, they made bank. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. I haven't really felt any of the effects yet because I haven't been posting since the change, and I haven't been shopping either. So we'll see. Of course, I'm also doing my 30, little material flipping experiment. I'm at the same level. Honestly, sitting at about 380,000 gold in the auction house value right now, with a couple of thousand gold on me, so nothing spectacular. But there are profits there. It's a slow market. It looks like probably not... it might not be worth your time. It depends. Maybe I'm just missing something that Billis had. He had a lot more sales than me. Maybe I haven't been scaling into the right materials, or maybe there's something else going on. Maybe I can figure it out. We'll see. We reached a milestone for my Patreon page with 500 patrons, where I promised a video play along series for the 30 days to a token challenge. So I'm going to be repeating it again, this time for patrons only, and I'll just be making some videos and not the text posts. This is the perfect time because I just leveled to 120 for the first time on Sylvanas, which is where I'll be playing in Shadowlands. So I'm going to do it on there. I'll just have a 120 Death Knight there and some other characters. I'm going to do it a little bit differently this time. Well, I won't start as at scratch as I've done before. So I already leveled my professions a little bit, but not to max. And I'm going to be using more characters than one. But we'll still start with about 100,000, or not 100, start with 10,000 gold on me. But I think, like, with the experience buff right now, most of you are going to have access, or fairly little effort, you're going to have access to another character. So we're going to use at least two characters and see how that changes the time. And we also have a character which has slightly leveled professions, which is also, I think, more realistic, because most of you aren't starting from scratch. Most of you have played the game for a while, and then you figure out you want to get into gold making. So this is going to be slightly stronger. It's not going to be on some areas I'm still starting from scratch, though, like reputation. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. We'll see. So let's turn our attention to Classic. Well, in terms of raw gold, this was not the best week for me. My liquid gold is 2,900. I have auctions posted for another 3,900. Which is a significant decrease since last week, but I spent a lot of gold gearing my Warlock. I bought the full Bloodvine set, I spent a decent amount of gold leveling Tailoring to 300 so I could reap the rewards of the set bonus. Overall, that was about 700 gold, I think, which is essentially the difference in total value from this and last week. So outside of that, things are working. I've been mostly working my normal markets, but I have been decreasing the number of different potions I craft. I only craft the higher value ones. And it seems to have worked out. I'm still, this week, I had 3,200 gold in sales. So it works. Definitely need to restock a little bit more often, I think, if I want to increase my sales. One thing that really stood out to me, though, is the price of Plague Booms that has just gone up significantly. Ever since phase 4, it's just been trading upwards. The new Mage Blood potion just means that people need so many more Plague Blooms now. So that's interesting. I'm gonna try selling some more of the Gurubashi Mojo Madness. And based on the current profitability on my realm, like farming for Blood of Heroes is like one of the most profitable for an alchemist. One of the most profitable farms you can do, probably, unless you're a mage. But I have no idea like how much volume I can reliably move with the Gurubashi Mojo Madness. So yeah, that's going to be exciting to see what results I get from doing that a little bit more actively as well. It's an interesting item. Doing the Blood of Heroes farm is a little bit boring, but I have a macro set up, or a set of macros with a bunch of waypoints all across Western Plaguelands. And just checking all of them, you usually get about 2 Blood of Heroes, and that doesn't take that much time. It's about 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And you can make quite a bit of gold from that. So definitely something that I'm going to look more into, or at least consider. So let's turn our attention to the game. Of course, the most exciting changes this time around is in BFA by far. There isn't really any changes in Classic. We're still just waiting for any news we get on when Phase 5 is going to release. Now in BFA, of course, the reputation buff is gone. Instead, we get a new catch-up system for leveling your cloak, the legendary cloak, and to pick your own corruptions. You can now purchase items to apply the corruption you want on a uncorrupted item. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, this has already had some pretty large effects on the BOE market. Primarily the fact that item level is now much more valuable than it used to be. Before, some lower item level items could be compensated because the corruption was just good enough. But that's not going to happen anymore, because you can cleanse your item and add a good corruption instead. So the corruption isn't going to matter as much as the item level. Of course, you can't always get your corruption every week, since it's going to be on a schedule which corruptions are available. And you probably need to farm the currency to apply the corruptions. But overall, I expect that 445 gear and below will really fall in value. And 460 item level gear will also fall a little bit in value across the board, except for, of course, the worst corruptions that were essentially like stuff like avoidance procs on non-tanks and stuff like that that's essentially completely useless. These are going to go up once they fix the issue they had with the fact that you couldn't apply corruptions to cleansed gear, but they're going to fix that apparently. Which is going to help level the value and make flipping harder, because it's going to be easier to price your BOEs correctly, because you can mostly just look at the item level now. Of course, the best corruptions will still sell for a premium, because you're not going to have to change those, which is nice, not having to bother with that. But the difference will be much smaller. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the reputation buff changes affects things. Some of the contracts for 8.2 and 8.3 have been super profitable on a lot of realms lately, at least in terms of profit margin. People will still need those, and the rep buff only affects the 8.2 stuff. And people are still going to focus on 8.2 stuff if they didn't manage to get flying for some reason. And of course, there are always people swapping back in and out. It's a bit of a downtime in Classic, so there might be a lot of people wanting to check out the experience buff and take a look at Retail WoW. At least that's happened to some of my friends, so that can happen to someone else as well. So yeah, that's what's going on with the game. Let's jump right over to the discussion point, where I'm going to talk about the change from one expansion to the next. Of course, Shadowlands is now on the horizon, still quite far out, so we have tons of time to prepare, but I'm going to talk a little bit about preparations, but they're not that important. I'm also going to talk about what you want to do at the beginning of a new expansion, which is way more interesting. Now, obviously, the biggest thing you need to do or be aware of is the fact that most of the BFA markets will eventually die out in terms of profitability. You're selling power increases, and those power increases aren't going to be relevant at level 60 in Shadowlands. So stuff like crafted gear and chance consumable, most of these are going to lose value. Some of them might get it back again, like the mark enchant neck mark of the hidden satyr from Legion. That's a really good pink enchant and actually still sells. But we don't know that yet, or maybe some of you do if you're into twinking or stuff like that. But overall, most of the crafted items from BFA are going to be essentially worthless once Shadowlands opens. Now, the big hard question is when does this happen? When do the markets die? My experience from the last two expansion launches has been that players are willing to buy stuff for their main alt or for their alts or whatever, all the way up to like the last week of the expansion. That happened in Warlords of Draenor. It happened in Legion as well. Item level is item level, and being slightly stronger for the first hours of Shadowlands will always be an advantage. And some people have a lot of gold, so there will be a market. Of course, between now and then, the market will be trending down in terms of raw gold and profit margin. Players are gonna be willing to spend less and less gold, but they will still be willing to spend gold. So obviously, I will be sticking to my guns for quite a while. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, I'm even planning to start essentially a crafting empire from scratch on Sylvanas right now. So I'm not afraid of the market bottoming out yet. It's typically kept up for surprisingly long. A lot of people exit too early. Of course, I'm very comfortable with exiting too late because I have a lot of gold, and I'm not going to have that much of my gold tied up in these markets. More important for me is going to be to exit the BOE market, which I've usually done by starting a fire sale and just driving down prices. I usually do this about 1 to 2 months ahead of the expansion, at least, because I want to just unload. Usually I've made my gold by then, and it's time to just unload everything. So that's it. Now, when Shadowlands launches, this is going to be exciting. If you haven't been a gold maker through an expansion launch before, you're in for a treat. During a new expansion is the most fun time ever to be a goblin, because there are so many new things to spend gold on for everyone. So people throw around gold, and there are not enough items, there's not enough materials, there's not enough items to go around for everyone. So prices are really high, they can get really crazy. Now, everything is usually good during the first week. Farming is good because players need materials. Crafting is good because players need gear consumables, players need everything. So everything is good. I'm not going to tell you whether to do farming or crafting. If you like farming, then you can do farming. I don't like farming, so I'm not going to do farming. I always go double crafter. So yeah. There have been some interesting things. Like one alchemy in particular is going to be something to really keep an eye on. Because it's going to be hard to even generate enough herbs and potions for the first raid tier. That was actually the case in Legion. I did the math on this. On flasks and flask prices, potion prices, these will be very high. Alongside herb prices. This has usually been what's happened. Unless they change something drastically with spawn rates, we can expect prices for alchemy consumables to be really high for the first tier. Which makes alchemy a really good choice for this time. Enchanting is also great. Jewel crafting, crafting armor, inscription, everything is good. Like if we're looking back at BFA launch, some of the things I made absolutely crazy sales. Of course, everyone had their, everyone was still Legion rich back then. But some of the highlights for the from the first week include selling a, I believe it was a Kraken's Eye gem for 30,000 gold on day two. I sold honorable combatant weapons for 60 to 70,000 gold per. I sold a Dark Moon deck for more than 400,000 gold. Yeah, so all of those item groups are going to be things to look for if you're going to do crafting. If Inscription gets Dark Moon Fair trinkets, they always sell well because Blizzard always makes those trinkets really good. They know what they're doing with those. They're always valuable. They're always really good for the first tier, and they're always a very, very hard to get into market. It's very annoying if they do it the way they've typically done it, where you just craft and you get one of 32 cards at random. You need to craft so many cards before you can get a deck. So this is not a newbie market, which makes it great for people looking to make gold. Now, of course, you need to get the profitable recipes. So this is something you should start looking at and focus on while leveling. A lot of recipes have typically been locked behind reputations in the last couple of expansions. So if you can, you want to prioritize the reputation that has the recipes you are looking for, the recipes that you think are going to be most profitable. In a lot of markets, the first one to get the recipe or the first one to rank 3 will usually make a lot of extra gold. So that's something to look for. That's what I'll be doing. I'll also be leveling professional alts as soon as possible. I'm hopefully going to get several alts to max level within a week or two so I can really get into crafting. But we'll see how I prioritize that once the expansion is out. Now, for flipping markets, it's much harder to predict ahead of time. Of course, we're mostly going to be focusing on flipping gear because that's what works best at the new auction house. Anything that's stackable doesn't flip very well anymore. Usually, there are a lot of BOE items in every expansion. So we'll see how it shakes out in the first tier of BFA. I made a lot of gold flipping the world drop epic weapons. But they stopped scaling in item level, so ever since 8.1, those have been completely useless. But I expect that there will be tradable epics in Shadowlands as well. So we'll just have to see if any of those are itemized or rolled in a way where we can expect to find them mispriced a lot of the time. But yeah, there are so many things to do once the expansion launches. I'm really, really excited. I love expansion launches and just figuring out how the new crafting professions fit together. And with the stuff that they've shown so far from Shadowlands, it's going to be extremely exciting, I think. So yeah. So guys, that's going to be it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.